The following is a little broadcast organized by the Unknown Sound Collective. It is intended as a radio archive of experimental artists' interior worlds, these that are externalized through their work and the interchange through artists' communities. This is a contemporary archive of experimental art making in communities around the world, and the social change this may or may not represent. In short, it is intended mostly as a look into these small worlds, with the idea of generating more thought, and how art can engender hope. Each section here is meant as a studio visit, but also a glimpse into the doings of a wider community.
My name is Nina Danino, and this is being recorded for Elena Botts and the program that she runs on WGXC radio station on my sound work. I'm a filmmaker, so I have used a lot of sound, voice, music in my soundtracks as part of the film, not as background effects, but as integrated into the film. I've compiled a list of these tracks. I will add little clips of them, you know, to this voice that I'm doing, and hopefully that will give you an insight into my work on film and sound. So the voice has been very, very important to me in all of my work. It started out as spoken word, the voice speaking, reading, reciting, and so forth in my films. But then with Stabat Mater, which Stabat Mater was a film I made in 1990. In that film, I included speaking, reading, and also a form that's called a saeta. A saeta is a song of pain, an arrow, a religious song of pain, and it's very emotionally intense. So it's usually sung to the Virgin or the Christ during the Easter period, to express sorrow. And Stabat Mater means the mother, and it's the mother standing at the foot of the cross. So the song Saeta, I asked my mother to sing it, and it is a very difficult form to sing because you have to reach a particular height of emotion, and then it's a kind of short form, you know, a form like that that's quite tight and fixed. And Lorca did write on the Saeta, I believe. But I kind of put it into this experimental film as two bookends at the beginning and at the end. They're two different Saetas. And Saeta, just to let you know, a Saeta is an arrow. And the Saeta is an arrow of pain given to the name of the song. So if you want, you can hear it on my film Stabat Mater 1990, which is a short 8-minute film. After Stabat Mater, I went on to make a film called Now I'm Yours, and that became a different way of approaching sound for the film. In fact, I didn't know how I was going to do it, because what I wanted to do was make the spoken parts, which I recited from the writings of St. Teresa of Avila. A lot of time was spent reading those writings and deciding what I was going to read. Some of it came from the autobiography. So they're kind of personal expressions of intense experience. I didn't know how I would undo the song that I had created in Stabat Mater or used in Stabat Mater. I asked my mother to sing in Stabat Mater, but undo it and expand it out. I wanted to make the whole film like a kind of voice, between the spoken part and the sung part. And I didn't want to go and put in abstract vocals into the film. I wanted to do parts that had a kind of subjective intensity and used words, but not full narratives. For this, I really had to do a lot of research, and there were, a lot of wonderful voice artists. But I think the perfect voice artist came forward, and we worked together, which was Shelley Hirsch. And so she takes on, in the film, a voice that emerges from underneath the language, the spoken voice, and then sometimes dominates it and then subsides into letting the voice of language speak. So these two voices, I feel, become unified. So the things that I started to do, whisperings, I also incorporated my own writing into it. So for me, Now I'm Yours is like was a film which kind of expanded out into creating a voice track that was, in a sense, performing itself, the voice of the film. And this ranged from language to vocalizations. And Shelley Hirsch was amazing, because she herself, in her own work, had been working with things like characterization, narrative, you know, monologues. And so it worked very, very well. But when I started, I didn't really know if there was anybody there or how it would be done. So anyway, so that was Now I'm Yours, where she is throwing herself down, where she is at a point where she calls Al-Garabiya. Al-Garabiya means illegible writing, nonsense, gibberish. And Teresa, and it's about how Teresa negotiates this difficulty of being able to put into words what she, as a mystic, she is experiencing. So always the problem for the mystic is how to put into words what has no words or has no ready language, called Al-Garabiya. In the DVD, Rapture, Jouissance, these three films that I'm describing, the third one is called The Silence is Baroque. And that film is, I really got more into the music, the street music of the processions, which I filmed, of the Holy Week processions, which I filmed in Granada and Seville. And what was I was interested in was immersing myself through this concept of psychoanalytic concept of jouissance, you know, letting myself be immersed and be taken up by the feeling of the crowd on the street, and losing myself. I had a sound recordist and I did some filming, but basically the idea of collective jouissance rather than individual jouissance, and a kind of heightened form of experience as you become part of the crowd, all sharing in this one moment of ecstasy and exaltation as the procession passes by with its tableau of particular scenes in the Passion of Christ. And I put some voice, my voice, over some of the music, and today I would not. And I want to do another procession film. So I started recording this last Easter. I recorded in Spain. And I just loved it. I went 3 or 4 days and I gathered some music that I planned to make a piece of work with. And behind me playing, I will just play a little bit of this street music that I picked up. And what I loved was standing in the crowd and listening. And, you know, my Zoom recorder picks up the sound of the people next to me as a bystander, you know. So it's that idea of being immersed, and then the music that comes from the down the street, so you hear it far away, and then you hear it passing by you, and then of course the sound of the drums, which is very powerful. So, you know, the bands, for example, aren't really that great. They're kind of off key a lot of the time, but that is what makes it so amazing, really. So I really enjoyed gathering materials, and I hope to put a new piece out, a new Silences Baroque out. Then I did a film called Temenos, and in that film I asked also a wonderful singer, Tuvan singer called Saiko Namchilak, to perform the pieces. She's an extreme singer, and I felt that I was getting close to where I wanted to reach places with the voice. The voice has always been centered in my work, so I wanted to reach somewhere where I couldn't go with my speaking voice, even though I discovered since then that actually I do have a voice that can go to extremes, and I'll talk about that at the end, my own recordings. But at that time, I wasn't really thinking like that. I was exploring working with the voice of the repertoire of other singers. Of course, when I worked with them, I discussed the new things that they were doing, because they brought their own experiences to it, interpreting what I wanted for the film. So this film is called Temenos. It was 1997, and it's about the visible and the invisible, about haunted landscapes where apparitions of the Virgin Mary have been reported. And so they're kind of reports from the point of view of the visionaries who experience these reports, and ranging from those that are officially sanctioned, like Fatima or Lourdes, through to much more wild and sometimes even supposedly or demonic kind of experiences on the margins, fake, you know, experiences that were adopted by certain visionaries in order to make money, often from the gullible. But I became interested in all this, and Temenos is I sort of took my cue. It's quite operatic, you could say. And I took my cue to make a libretto from these experiences. And also Catherine Bott, the early music mezzo-soprano, also did some classical pieces for it, and also did some improvised sections for it, which are not included in the film. So that I hope I will release also. Later she found out that none of the women... I went to Bosnia to film, which was part of the Medjugorje apparitions. And when I... You know, this film was full of manifestations for me. And this was one manifestation. I walked up the stony path And there on the pile of stones was this woman praying and a soldier next to her because the war was going on with Bosnia. And there was a woman praying there, and she was just silently praying. And sort of rather unethically, I took video of her from a distance. But she's like the archetypal woman of the Mediterranean, you know, a Madonna of Sorrow, a Virgin of Sorrows, going back to the Stabat Mater, you know, going back to the mother at the foot of the cross. And that's what she was, in a way. And Saiho did a piece called Hawa, which is based on a kind of wailing, deep, deep wailing, which kind of personifies or vocalizes the deep anguish of this woman. I don't know who she was praying to, but she was very quietly praying with her hands in the Orthodox manner, you know, out rather than in front of you. And she sort of personifies the suffering of war, I suppose, and the suffering of mothers during war, let's say. I wanted these pieces to be extended pieces of improvisation. Then I jumped to a sound piece I did in 2012, which has my mother in it singing two wonderful boleros. She used to sing boleros. Later on, I asked her to sing some coplas for a film that I made called I Die of Sadness, Crying for You, when I start to become much more focused on singing and music. But here in this piece called Meteorologies, which was like a sort of radio piece, really, you could say. It's a mix of found footage, you know, archive footage from cinema, found pieces, spoken pieces, my narration, and her boleros. And this one was, in a sense, had pieces added to it by Paul B. Davis, who's an artist and musician, and I gave him this bolero, and he said he couldn't find any ways to add to it. But actually, I think what he did was really, really nice. You know, adds music to it in a way, because these songs were, the boleros were recorded a cappella. But it was also a little booklet, you know, an artist book that I made. And it's a film set in the Straits, of Gibraltar. It was a very referential film, referring to novels, to cinema, to my own writing, to geography. So it had a lot in it. So maybe I'll make it one day, which I hope I will do.
Historia de un amor como no hay otro igual, que me hizo comprender todo el bien, todo el mal, que le dio luz a mi vida, apagándolo después. Ay, qué vida tan oscura, sin tu amor no viví. Ya no estás más a mi lado, corazón. En el alma solo tengo soledad. Si ya no puedo verte, porque Dios me hizo quererte para hacerme sufrir más.
And then I'm going to jump to the two last films that I made, which was one was called Solitude. I began at this time to do my own singing in a film called Solitude, where I do covers of four of Nico, Christopafken, music, you know, Nico, The Velvet Underground. I do four of her songs, which are really the basis of this long film, feature film. In Solitude, I started with the songs, basically, and then the songs became the film. And I thought I enjoyed very, very much interpreting the songs, working with loops. I got into that. And also enjoyed encountering Nico seriously as a serious singer-songwriter. That was wonderful for me. And also working with Graham Dowdle, who used to be a member of her post-punk band, The Faction, when she lived in Manchester. And Graham did the backing tracks for three of the songs, Janitor of Lunacy, Saeta, and Frozen Warnings. I also did It Was a Pleasure Then, which Graham didn't do the soundtrack to, but it was done by a guitarist called James Creed. So you do a cover, you have to keep the shape, the lyrics, and keep true to the song, but at the same time improvising, extending Saeta in particular. I extended it to 6-8 minutes, whereas the song itself was 5 minutes or 4 minutes. And Saeta also is Nico, you know, Nico named the song Saeta, which is, of course, the word that I started out the program with, which is Arrow of Pain. And she also actually did another track called Procession, which is very much based on the Easter processions in Holy Week, where she uses chains and it drags behind her. And it's very, very austere and somber. I might like to do a cover of that. But keeping this theme going, maybe I should play you a bit of Saeta and Graham's wonderful arrangement for it, because he said he toured with her for 7 years, so he said he didn't really want to do the same, you know, he was her drummer, but percussion drummer, and he didn't want to do the same things which he'd done 100 times, so he said he wanted to do it, but in a different way, adding something new. And so he created this amazing soundtrack to my vocals. At the crossing of the line, a decision must be signed.
La vita dà il seme e rinasce con il seme.
And just before the end, I will just maybe mention that my most recent film is 2023. I'm working on something new now called The Far South, which you can check out on my website. But I made a film called Maria, and I just wanted to let you know that in this film I made a second version of the soundtrack, because I now like making different versions, because I like music so much, and I like, you know, the alternative avenues that you can have with music in relation to the image, but also standalone, because I have also done an album and a short recital recently. And I made an alternative version of the film. Maria is about Maria Callas, but in this version of the soundtrack, I pick up on her Medea role and the Medea, Pasolini's Medea soundtrack, and I do an interpretation of the Medea soundtrack with the most incredible artists. And I'll refer you to my Lux interview on that, which is on lux.org.uk with Joe Blair, where I go into that version of the soundtrack, ranging from traditional music, sacred chant, you know, used koto, also had a Carnatic singer for certain sections of the film. So I would refer you to that, because now the program comes to an end. But you can follow that, go to my website, www.ninadanino.co.uk, and you can follow up on some of these soundtracks and some of these pieces there. And thank you very much, Elena Botts, for this lovely opportunity to talk about my work.